Hello, class. I've been asked to speak to you today and share my story. Because I was once like all of you. Young, innocent, and with a bright future ahead of me as a housewife, or teacher, a secretary, or even a nurse. But that was before I encountered the greatest of evils. Marijuana. And this is how it all started. Welcome home from football practice. How's the best brother in the whole world doing? Really? That's swell. Look, I baked you a pie after school. Let me get you a glass of nice, wholesome milk. Oh, wait. This fell out of your English textbook. Oh, my. It looks like a cigarette. Are you smoking? But it's a funny-looking cigarette. Marijuana? Is that a brand name, brother? You still shouldn't be smoking them. What? No, I'm not. I'm not chicken. I just think that we should obey the law. Wait until we're 18 to enjoy the rich, smooth flavor of cigarettes. You take that back. I'm no square. I'm very cool and hip. I'll show you. Light that funny cigarette, and I'll take one puff off of it. There. you take it back, take it back. I did it. I'm not a square. See? I told you, I'm very cool. Even though my body feels so hot now. Burning, actually. All over, but especially in my no-no places that I've been carefully saving for my husband after marriage. I can't help myself. I must take off my sweater and my poodle skirt. Even though I'm right here in the kitchen and in front of God and my brother and our pet dog Spot. Close your eyes, Spot. You too, God. I'm wearing only my underwear now, but I'm still so hot. Stop looking at me like I'm a cheeseburger instead of your little sister. But your eyes burning into me, making my already warm, naughty places feel even warmer and naughtier. Even my bra and panties are too warm now. I have to take them off. Goodness gracious, you're naked too. But you smoked the rest of the marijuana, so you must be even hotter than me. Yeah. Yes, your skin feels like it's on fire. Under my fingers. And my skin is so warm. My nipples are so hard and, oh, they're on fire. Even with your mouth on one of them. You shouldn't be doing that. Those are for my babies, which I'll make with my husband. I can't even make milk yet, silly. And if they did, you have a glass of ice-cold milk sitting next to your pie. And you haven't even touched your pie yet. That's not your pie. That's mine. Oh, don't touch my pie, you silly. Silly brother. No. That pie isn't meant to be eaten. But, it does. just feel so good. And now that I've had the marijuana in my mouth, I don't care what else I put in there. Even my own brother. I don't know. I don't know why I did that. I never knew such an unnatural act existed before I smoked the marijuana. My body was a temple. But now that I have defiled it with that devil's cigarette, I don't care who I let into it. Even my very own brother. And not even in the missionary position. Lie down on the floor, big brother. I'm gonna have sex with you. With me on top. Oh, yes. I mean, no. I have given my most precious gift to my brother, and now no man will want me for his wife. But I cannot stop myself from moving my nubile young body up and down on my brother's penis. Because the marijuana has removed all my morals. I don't want to study anymore or do chores or go to church. I just want to smoke marijuana and have sex with my brother. I feel myself being drawn into darker and darker perversions. I want to have an orgasm. Assuming such a thing as a female orgasm actually exists. And I don't care if... I don't even care if the man's needs have been attended to first. Oh, I'm so naughty. I'm so naughty right now. Oh, brother. Oh, brother. Please. Oh, brother. Oh, that was so good. And the fact that it was illegal and immoral incest made it even better. Can we have sex in other positions now, brother? Except boring old missionary, of course. Big brother? Wake up. No. No, this can't be. But it was too late for my big brother. He had died of a marijuana overdose, just as most dope fiends do. Fortunately, I had only taken one puff, so I survived. But not without consequence, as you can see. The baby is due in another month. The doctor said it will face a huge risk of being a communist or even a homosexual. All because I was high while it was conceived. My baby and I will live off charity and the taxpayers now for the rest of our lives. Ugh, sorry, that was much more graphic than I meant to get. The marijuana has forever altered my brain, making it almost impossible for me to tell right from wrong. But it's not too late for all of you. Resist the urge to smoke the marijuana, unless you too want to have sex with your family members and have them overdose. You have been warned.